This is KUT. It's a familiar story that's now repeated itself for three Austin school board election cycles. The Political Action Committee, Austin Kids First, and the local teachers union, Education Austin, have donated the most money to local school board candidates out of all donors. In the at-large race, Austin Kids First endorsed candidate Cindy Anderson. Education Austin has thrown its support behind David Quintanilla. KUT's Kate McGee explores what an endorsement from these two groups means.
First, let's follow the money. Where do these PACs get the money they donate to candidates? Education Austin's campaign finance filings show most money comes from the state chapter of the American Federation of Teachers and various former and current state representatives. That includes State Senator Kirk Watson, Representative Donna Howard, and Representative Elliot Neistat, to name a few. They also get money from their direct members. Austin Kids First gets a lot of its money from private donors, many who made their money in the business and tech industries. But they also receive money from donors who are involved in local charter schools. 8 of the top 10 donors are connected to local charter schools, either through direct donations or involvement on a charter school's board of directors. That includes the largest donor to Austin Kids First, David Welland. Welland has also donated money to KIPP Austin Charter Schools. He founded the company Silicon Laboratories. Welland's friend Mary Ellen Petrozinski was running for the Austin School Board in 2012. She was endorsed by Austin Kids First.
I stood in line for 3 hours that year, watching all these young people voting, and I just thought, how many of these people really know about Mary Ellen? How can she possibly sway this vote when you get down to the end?
The answer? You need a lot of money to reach voters about a down-ballot race. Petrozinski lost, but Welland decided to continue donating to Austin Kids First. Since then, he's donated $155,000. Welland says he likes the way the PAC chooses who to endorse.
They were based on their selection based on competency, I would say, more than ideology, and that aligns with my kind of thinking as well. I don't really care too much about what people's ideologies are, but I do care about their competency.
How exactly do they choose who to support? Austin Kids First says it wants strong leaders. They rate each candidate on experience, awareness of issues, vision and priorities, and the candidate's ability to set and reach goals. Those who donate less than $250 to the PAC can participate in the endorsement process, which means Welland isn't allowed to officially chime in. When Education Austin endorses a candidate, it means the union feels the candidate aligns with them ideologically. Education Austin is focused on teacher contracts and pay, but also creating equitable educational experiences for all students, regardless of family income or neighborhood. Ken Zarifis is the president of Education Austin.
I think we can all agree that we would like to all have competent school board members. So let's put that aside, all right? I want both. I want people that believe in what we believe if we're going to endorse and support them. But I also want people that have the ability to think and to drive a positive change in the district.
An Education Austin endorsement also means the candidate supports traditional public schools rather than charter schools. So what does an endorsement from either of these groups mean after a candidate gets elected? Austin Kids First PAC prefers to remain under the radar, and candidates probably won't hear much from them after Election Day. Current trustees Julie Cowan, Ted Gordon, and Kendall Pace were all endorsed by Austin Kids First in 2014. Since then, they say they've had little to no contact with AKF members. They say they've never been asked to support a certain measure or policy either. Education Austin is much more involved. The group has a say in a lot of Austin ISD policy decisions, including human resources and budget conversations.
This is not just that we come around every 2 years and throw, you know, and look to endorse and then step away. We're invested in this district every single day between those 2 years, and for the next 2 years, and the next 2 years. So we have really a daily vested interest in the success of this district.
This year, Education Austin's vested interest in David Quintanilla meant donating about a quarter of the money he raised, $20,000. Austin Kids First PAC donated around $46,000 in direct and in-kind contributions to Cindy Anderson, three-quarters of the total money she raised from donors. Kate McGee, KUT News.